in a big way Saturday against Delaware, 108-80. Kind of give me your view on those two games last week.
Well, we had a great game with Charleston, as we've had the previous times that we played those guys, and it was a back-and-forth game, possession game, if you want to call it that. And, you know, certainly I thought they made one more play than us. It was a great game at the end. You know, we took the lead with 22 seconds on a big shot by Denzel Ingram, and then I thought Brantley made a really big play. You know, I thought we had our chances. When you look back at it, what a great game. You know, you don't typically shoot 51% from the field against a Charleston team, and we were able to do that. But on the flip side of it, I thought we left a lot of free throws on the rim, you know, missing 11 free throws. And then we had to bounce back a short amount of time, get ourselves together, and thought that we had an outstanding game, especially on the offensive end against Delaware, where we couldn't miss. It was a great night for us, you know, making 21 threes, and I thought our guys responded after coming off that tough loss on Thursday.
Going back to that Charleston game, you guys over the last 2 to 3 years since they've been in the league always seem to have competitive games with them. Why is the matchup so good, and why all these games seemingly come down to the wire?
Well, I just think it's I don't even think it just has anything to do with Charleston. I think it's just the entire league. I mean, you know, you know, obviously styles sometimes make fight. They've got a unique style. They do a good job defensively, and we have been in the past couple of years a very good offensive team. So you typically have a team who is you know, one of the top teams in the league in scoring, and certainly they've been in the top two or three defensively. So I think that, you know, that has to factor into why our games always go down to the wire.
You touched on how well you guys played, shooting almost 70% against Delaware with the 21 threes, which is an unbelievable number. How important was that after those two losses, like you talked about, to have a breakout game and sort of get that bad taste from those losses out of your mouth?
Well, I think it's important. I think if you look at every team in the conference, you know, we're all going to play Thursday night, and whether you win or you lose, you got to find a way to get your team ready to play Saturday. And for us, we were coming off a loss, and it was great to see our guys responded, and we made shots. I mean, we got some good open looks. I thought our guys really passed the ball well. You look at it, I think we had 27 assists in that game, and that led to a lot of easy baskets from behind the arc.
We're here with UNCW head coach Kevin Keats. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. You made a little change in the starting lineup and put your freshman Jalen Forns in the lineup, and that worked out pretty darn well. 17 points, he hits 5 of 6 threes in 24 minutes. What was the reason that spurred the change, and how pleased were you with his effort?
Well, I wanted to reward him for the work that he's put into practice. You know, a lot of times, as everybody in the conference knows, that when you got a freshman, you know, they're not very good defensively. So we have some talented freshmen in this league that have worked hard. But I thought Jalen had worked extremely hard for about 2 weeks, and I wanted to reward him for his efforts and his hard work. And certainly I have to give credit also to Ambrose Mosley, who we took out of the lineup. And, you know, he's a guy who didn't hang his head. He certainly came in off the bench and was able to knock down 6 threes for us and had a career high here at 18 points. So I thought both guys benefited from me starting Jalen that game. And I thought Jalen gave us a lift, you know, obviously when you can add some youth to your lineup. And I thought he gave us a lot of lift in that game.
I was going to ask you also about Ambrose, graduate transfer from ODU, and your team that has a bunch of talented backcourt guys, but he seems to have fit in really well for you for the last 5 games in double figures in the big game Saturday, as you mentioned. How has he fit with your group, and what does he bring to you that maybe is a little different than some of the guys that you have?
Well, we lost a very good player last year in Craig Ponder, and I wanted to bring a guy in, and we're fortunate because it's tough at this level to get those fifth-year transfers, and we were very fortunate to get Ambrose. But he's a great complementary player. He does a great job of playing off the other guys, and doesn't really, you know, need the ball, knows where to be, good, solid defender. And so he's one of those guys that doesn't affect your chemistry because he's not a guy that dribble. He just knows how to play with the rest of the guys on the floor. And we're excited to get him, and he's having a really good year for us.
You guys are back at home Thursday night against James Madison, a team you saw just a couple of weeks ago and had a pretty tight game in Harrisonburg, which you won 87-76. As you prepare for the Dukes, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Well, as everybody knows, Lou's doing a really good job with his team. They've got a lot of experience. They've got great size. Even when you look at them, other than the point guard position, they're probably the biggest team that we're going to play against. It's a 2, 3, 4, and 5. And, you know, he's doing a good job of now playing some of those guys who are small forwards and a little bit of the power forward. So they become a matchup. And also, when you look at them, they're a very good defensive team. So your challenge is trying to find a way to score against those guys.
All right, Kevin. Thanks, as always, for your time here this morning. And look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thank you.